The Americas.
Peru. Unshocked. An attempt to spread economic growth.
He should be sitting in a classroom. But Ever Castillo, a 14-year-old boy, spends his days by the side of a dirt road near his home in the town of Lajas. With his friends, he pounds rocks into pebbles, which they hope to sell to contractors, if and when local officials move to repair the dilapidated road that runs down from Lajas in Peru's northern Andes to the Pacific coast. Ever is exactly the kind of person that Peru's president, Alan Garcia, hopes will benefit from a bold attempt to spread the benefits of economic growth. Helped by high mineral prices and by sound policies, the economy is booming. But almost half of Peruvians still live in poverty, if the official figures are to be believed, and the number is falling only slowly. To speed it up, after taking office last year, Mr. Garcia promised an investment shock. This involves $1 billion in public investment to be spent in a year, mainly on building roads, on drinking water schemes, and on improving schools and health facilities. Translating this into improvements in places like Lajas is easier said than done, and not because money is short. Only 30% of $520 million budgeted in a first phase launched last September has been spent. More than 1,000 projects, worth a total of $475 million, have been approved by the Finance Ministry in Lima. The Ministry has opened regional offices to ease paperwork, but lower tiers of government have failed to respond. The need is clear. According to a study by the Peruvian Economic Institute, a think tank, Peru needs to spend $22 billion to bring its infrastructure up to the level of its neighbor, Chile. The main reason for delay seems to be the inexperience or ineptitude of local officials. In local elections shortly after the shock was launched, only two of Peru's 25 regional presidents were re-elected. Most of their replacements had little previous experience of government. Last month, an impatient Mr. Garcia signed an order to loosen financial controls so that state bodies and local governments could spend faster. Opponents complained that he was opening the door to corruption. Luis Carranza, the finance minister, came close to resigning over the decree. He stayed on after the order's scope was narrowed to small projects. A committee has been set up to find ways to speed up project approval. The slow pace of public investment leads some Peruvians to argue that the government should use other tools to fight poverty. Some suggest a sharp rise in the monthly minimum wage of 500 nuevos soles, $157. Others want a faster rollout of a targeted anti-poverty program of the kind pioneered by Mexico and Brazil. Whatever the answer, the government has no more important task than ensuring that continued economic growth translates into faster reductions in poverty.